Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do Lightship Healings with everyone tonight. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and we'll be going there probably in about a half an hour or so. So for the new people listening, if you haven't been to the Lightship before, I'll just describe what it is. This is the same source that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings, and also he got his information for the Ascension teachings and healings that he did 2,000 years ago from the Lightship. This is where he came from. And the Lightship is pure source energy. And if you wish to take the Bible and change the word Father and put Creation Lightship, it may make some sense to you because there's no information about it this time around anywhere except for when they became available in 2005. So the Lightship is here for the ascension process through the universe of light. And the teachings that comes forth is just the same thing as Jesus, just very, very basic. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't attach to the God plane energies, the false gods, the extraterrestrial energies that entrap us here in duality. His teachings was to go inside, to go to your heart center, and that's where your divinity is. That's your link to the divinity. The divine is always with you and never leaves you. So what we're going to do tonight is just different types of healings, sample healings that the Lightship does. The healings are just like when Jesus walked the earth, instantaneous. This is why they're so quick and fast. And a lot of times people's minds try to get a hold of it, wrap it around the healing and try to figure out what's happening. And it's not working with mind energy, it's strictly heart energy. So the heart energy is not of the mind, and the mind is not of the heart. And everything that's in the mind normally works in time, and the time energy keeps you trapped here. So this is one way you want to stay in your heart center so that you're out of time and you're able to get your perfect, wonderful spiritual guidance. So here we go. We're going to first do some entity work here. And remember, we have a lot of these emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they attach themselves to us. You can call them ghosts, and they come into our consciousness. And they should not be there, but these energies are actually the emotional bodies or the body that you have around you that's an emotional body. It is put in place to protect your body from psychic attacks of mind energy. When people think of you, they are throwing you energy, and this energy can be connected to different parts of your body, mainly probably your main chakra system. And from there, it can take away life force energy. So you all know if you go into a room or maybe you shake hands with someone, you kind of feel like you've been slimed a little bit. And when that happens, they're connecting to you. When you're in your heart center and when you have your energy system enhanced, we do this on many of the programs here. In fact, I think I'll do that first before I do the entities. So this is kind of a little process that you can do yourself anytime you wish. I'd like everybody to put their hands in front of themselves here, kind of like you're doing like a little prayer above your in front of your heart center, and then move your hands apart. We'll just say body width or so, and then move your hands in slowly until you start to feel this invisible ball or spring kind of compressing, and you're going to feel some tension there. And that's your life force energy that your palm chakras are radiating, and you can feel that and sample that. And to increase this, to bring more of your spirit into your body, which is what this show is all about, to get you so that you can be heart-centered, you can say this affirmation, and you may want to write it down. It's just very, very simple. It works with anybody out there with any type of religious background, because it's really non-offensive to anybody. And it's, I now increase my life force energy. I'll repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. So here we go. Sample your energy now. I'd like you all to move your hands further apart. And then come in slowly and say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands further apart and come in and sample. And you're going to feel that it's a little wider than what it was before. It may have increased 6 inches or so. And say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. So let's do this 10 times. Starting the first time, I now increase my life force energy. Sample, move your hands apart. I now increase my life force energy. 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 So you should feel a little more awakened. Sometimes when people actually do this, they actually feel their consciousness change a little bit. You might feel heavier in your body. Your body might be tingling because you have more spirit energy with you. And if you want to do it 100 times, that'll be wonderful. That can help you out to get more into your body. Also, what you may want to do is if you're a massage practitioner or you see people a lot or people are around you a lot, just by doing this exercise, it will tend to prevent you from being attacked psychically and or having people cord you when they're around you, because your charge will be so strong that as they attempt to enter your energy field coming into your physical body, this energy may satisfy them and the cord energy will stop. What they're trying to get is you, and they'll just feel the life force energy, and from there they may not go any further. So this is a wonderful thing to do. If you do this for about a week or so, you will find that you won't have to say it out loud any longer. So I'd say do it 3 times a day or so, and you train in your body, and then you can just move your hands instantly, and within maybe a half a second to 2 seconds, your body will be fully charged up. And if you are some type of a body worker or you touch people, then what you want to do is charge up and always check your charge with your hands. And if you're body width or less, I would not advise touching anybody because your life force energy is too low at that point, and then you're going to start taking on their stuff. And I'll just kind of describe that momentarily here. Let's just say that you feel pretty good, and we'll just say that on a charge level from, say, 0 to 10, you are at, say, a number 8, and you feel pretty amped up. And somebody comes up to you, and they want to shake your hand, and all of a sudden they're maybe at a number 4 in level. Well, automatically, they will start to drain you until you both equal out at a 6. Now, you're going to feel drained, and they're going to feel like they got boosted up. And this is kind of how it works. And so when you're fully charged up at 10 or above, and when you're really charged up, maybe doing this so that your energy level maybe goes around you, say, 5 to 10 feet. And this is not your auric field energy. It's completely different. This here is your energy around you, which is like source energy, which your spirit radiates, okay? It's a different thing. Your auric field is from your body. And you want to have your auric field as close as you can to your body. I always keep mine within probably maybe a half an inch to an inch away from me. And when I do hug somebody, it sucks right. I suck it right into my body instantly, so it's right on the outside of me, just like it had shrink wrap on me. So I don't allow people to get into my energy system. So that might be something that you want to do also. You've all hugged somebody, and all of a sudden, maybe you're a female and you feel a male trying to connect to your female organs, we'll say, and you go, wow, this is kind of weird, or all of a sudden, you start feeling your sexual chakras kind of start ringing and buzzing, and you go, wow, this is really where this person is attaching to me. And then this works with both sexes, and this is what people do. They try to steal the energy from you. It could be knowingly or unknowingly, but whatever happens, whether it's with full intent or not, the bottom line is, when you get done, you feel drained. So this is what you want to do, is to keep yourself more fully charged up. The first thing we're going to do is entity releases from people. And remember, the entities are emotional bodies of people who pass on. And these bodies used to be at graveyards and around. I just visited a couple graveyards, one in Philadelphia. In fact, we saw two in Philadelphia. I'll be checking out some here in New York, and there is no more entities around graveyards. So the light ship has taken these energies off planet, which could be spirit energies. Let me rephrase that here. But the light ship is healing them, and they're being returned back to the earth spirit. If there are any actual entities around, or we'll just use the word spirits, that look out of your eyes, your divine spirit, if they're floating around, they're also being gathered by the light ship too, so that they're not going to be stuck here any longer. And you might even notice that happening in some neighborhoods where there's a lot of negativity. Those energies are also being returned back to the earth. So we're going to do some entity work for everyone here. Entities come in when you're in pain and trauma. When you get upset with somebody, the entities body hop back and forth. And they normally want to live a life that they had in the past in you and through you. And this takes you off your own spiritual path, we'll say, that your spirit wants to do for you. And that's basically to heal your body, along with the being able to express the creativity that you can bring forth through your heart center from your spirit. So here we go. We're going to release these energies from you right now. And here we go. And they're being released now. And you might feel things leave your body here. Here we go. And you may start feeling them leave the middle part of your body. We've worked with the bottom of your feet, working up now to your waist. And now we're going to be working above the heart center, going to your shoulders. Okay. And now we're going to our neck area and going to the top of our head. And entities bring you the addictions. So if you do have a problem with something, maybe drinking or smoking, which are two major ones here, or maybe you're also addicted to sugar, what happens is the entity definitely wants that. And you can have more than one naturally. So we'll just talk about somebody who maybe is an alcoholic and they go out to bars a lot. Well, once they go into a bar, they're attracting entities, and then they come into you. And if the entity only wants to experience that short time when you're drinking, remember, it's drinking the drink with you because it wants to taste the alcohol. And so maybe after you have maybe a couple hours of that, maybe it gets enough from you and it wants to go into somebody else and it leaves you. And that would be great. But let's say that it just likes your body. Maybe it was likes your body type. Maybe it was tall and you're tall. Or maybe you're very large physically, and it wants to have a large body because its last owner had a large body, then it will stay in that person, and it doesn't leave. And then, naturally, maybe when it comes like Friday night or something, you're off of work, and it goes, hooray, it's time to go out and have some drinks because the week is over with. Let's, play for the weekend here. So it pushes you to go out to bars. Well, normally, you wouldn't even do that. And this is what happens with entities. So they can be the driving force behind your addictions. Now, once you get rid of the entities, then you're more at free choice to go to the bar or not because you don't have that driving, compelling, inward voice in your head to go get a drink. Now, if your body somehow became addicted to that program of doing this, then it may be a little harder to get healed. But if you don't get rid of the entities, having a healing on this process is going to be next to impossible. I look at like the 12-step program that everybody normally belongs to, either for maybe, AA or NA or something, and there's never a 13-step to that. They go the 12 steps, and all that is, typically, agreeing that you have a problem. But the 13th step, is the main one where you can say, yeah, I give up this here, and now I'm healed. So the 12 steps to me keep you still wrapped up in all that situation of what you've been in because, you're still disempowered. So you want to get that 13 step where you can say, yeah, I am healed now and I can walk away with it. And if you don't get rid of the entities, you're going to be doing that 12-step program for the rest of your life because you're never healed, and the entities will not want you to get rid of them because they want to keep with you. So they keep tormenting you. So here we go. We're going to bring more of you back into your body now. So what left you got released, and they're no longer with you. They're no longer floating around. We can have thousands of these entities in us, unfortunately, and they come in only because we're out of our bodies. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back in, and I'll count to 10 as you come in. You may feel chills or tingles during this process. Everybody has their own experience, so here we go. Sit back, close your eyes, and just do a body scan. You're coming in perfectly healed, whole and complete. There's little parts of you like a puzzle piece, pieces of the puzzle, and the puzzle is very, very large. So here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more of you is coming in now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So I'll give you some silence here for about a half a minute. And just kind of do a body check, see how you feel. You should feel heavier. And I'll bring a little bit more of you here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do a check on your body to see how you're feeling. And I'll give you another half a minute to explore this. Wonderful. Okay, so you should be feeling a little different now. You have your life force energy increased. You should feel a little more awake. You have more of your spirit with you in your body. And next we're going to be doing the chakra alignment. So this helps people get more energy into their body. The chakras connect to each body organ, so this is very important. And like we said earlier, everything that we deal with here with the healings deal with the mind energy. And naturally, when people do psychic attacks on you or other things, you know, planets, etc., when they attach to you, your chakras kind of move around so that they will be kind of out of the direct field of this contact of the energy. So they're trying to, in a sense, turn away from the energy that's being forced upon them. So if your chakras do go out of whack, that's the reason. So here we go. I'm going to move to your heart center first and reposition this. Moving it right along here. There we go. Perfect. And going up now to your throat chakra. Most of you feel very nice. Great. And third eye. Wonderful. And below the heart now, your power chakra, your solar plex area. Great. And second chakra. And first chakra. We'll do an opening for those who like to have their chakras a little more open than what they normally would be. We'll go body width for everyone. Remember, this is what Jesus did basically on his healing, so this is why all these healings are instantaneous here. Because the light shift knows you, they created you, and this is how the healings work. And this has nothing to do with extraterrestrial energies. This is creation energy itself coming to you for healing. So here we go. Going to do an opening for your heart center. So I'll use the word spin to open it up. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And your third eye, your sixth chakra, spin, 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 open. And now we're going down below the heart, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. So you should feel a lot more energy flowing in your body. And like I said, the way you tell that is that you should have maybe tingles, maybe a warmth in your body. So that's an indication to you that your body is having more energy put into it and your spirit's helping to heal you. And next we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This you may want to practice daily. And if you've been on the program before, this will be pretty simple for you to do because the energy channel is already opened up for you. So what you want to do is, if you're new, just think of your thoughts, your mental body, your awakening consciousness, whatever that means to you. The words will say information between your ears and your head, and that we'll just call the 10th floor of the elevator. And you're now going to drop down to the first floor, which is inside of your heart. And naturally, when you're in the mind, your mind is very busy. The mind is designed for that. And it was created, in a sense, to keep you away from the heart so that you can stay busy all the time. And your heart does have a mind consciousness, but it's completely different than the one between your ears. So here we go. And it cannot be mind-controlled like the one between your ears are. So here we go. Dropping down, think of an elevator going from one floor down to the next. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just think a thought right now. And you should feel like your head, your thoughts are kind of moved down to your chest cavity. So if you're not there, I'll do it again for a couple of times, but you should be there. And that's how you know that you're there, because you're going to feel your thoughts, say, in your heart center, in your chest area. So here we go. For those who need a little more help with this here, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. It should be at peace. And I'll just let you sit with this energy for about a half a minute or so here. So just sit back and relax. And have that connection between you and your spirit. And see you back in a few. Okay, so we had some people in the fast chat talking about looks like the 4-in-1 clearing here, and I'll just describe what that is. It's 4 clearings in one, and the cost on it is $150 for those who may not know what the cost is. And the first clearing is we disconnect you, that is the light ship and the light beings, from 13 major planets that are energetically courting you. And for the people who are very sensitive, they're actually going to feel these energy connections leave them. And most people, after just having this session here, they're no longer affected greatly by their astrological chart as far as the horoscope that you read daily and the moon impinging upon your energies and stuff as it's connected to you. Now, there are other planets that may be there also, but we do 13 of these here. So that's the first part. The second part is we connect you to your home base energy. And your home base energy is mimicked down here by the dark side, and that would be your soul family. You probably have heard people talk about, you know, looking for their soulmate for a relationship. Well, this is the people that you incarnated on the earth plane with. Remember, these are all God plane energies. This is the ET energies that created the God plane, heaven and hell. This is where you go to after each incarnation. And typically, your soulmates are stuck here like you are, and you're unable to get true spiritual consciousness because you're kind of stuck here on this planet as a prison planet. That's what I call it. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is here. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to release people. So what this does is it connects you up to your true divine spiritual family where the spirits are. The dark side has prevented you from having this connection because they don't want you to leave here and to have the true spiritual information. So that's the second part. The third part is your twin flame energy. So people go, well, isn't that a soulmate? Nope, not at all. Soulmate energies are just people that you incarnate with, probably from lifetime to lifetime. But your twin flame is your other half. So when you leave the light ship, creation energy, you go to your home base energy, and then your spirit divides itself in half to have a reflection. So you can have, we'll say somebody to talk to and to describe, you know, what planets you went to, we'll say, and what your life experiences were. And this is how it works. So you're doing your particular incarnation somewhere, and your twin flame is also doing it. There's very few twin flames here on the planet. And most people who are twin flames, if they meet each other, it's a very difficult relationship, or they only come together just for a short period of time for most of these things, events. So if you're looking for a twin flame, you probably will not marry them. They're just in your life just to say hi, and they'll go on their way because you have a different path entirely. So that's very wonderful. Now, when you have your home base and your twin flame connection, you lose the loneliness inside of yourself, especially when the twin flame reenters you. So what I do is connect you energetically to your home base, and also you get connected energetically to your other half. So all of a sudden, you feel there's no more desire, so to speak, to keep searching outside of yourself for happiness, like people normally do now with relationships. They'll go in and out of relationships, and maybe the person will give them something at first, and then after you got all the mileage out of that relationship, of what the person gave you, they can only give you so much of what you're missing, and then you start looking for something else or someone else, maybe something to fill you, you know, with energy again. And at that point, it's just an endless cycle. This is why there's so many divorces out there now. People get something out of one person, and then they use it up, and then they go to someone else to get more. So once you have these two connections, you feel full, you feel satisfied. You can still have a relationship naturally, but you're not as needy. It takes away that neediness in people and the clinginess because you already have it. And the last part then, this is the fourth part of the session, is disconnecting you from karma, from the psychic wheel, from going around and around and around. And this also happens at ascension time. But this is great because all of a sudden now you're able to get released from these spiritual soul contracts and agreements It's like maybe, you know, having somebody get into a car wreck with you because, you know, you needed to understand that. Maybe you needed to have a broken arm so your spirit agreed to doing this, you know, on this soul family arrangement agreement. So you suffer now down here, and you don't have any actual free choice over the matter because you're being controlled by the dark side. Your spirit's being forced to go through situations that you know nothing about. So what this does is take you out of the karmic wheel, and you kind of all know what that's about. So once you get out of that, then you're at free choice now, and you're now responsible for healing your body, which is why your spirit's with you to begin with also, is to heal your body for ascension, to get rid of the densities. Remember, everything that you're dealing with in this lifetime is all past life. And the past life could have happened, you know, 2 seconds ago, and it can go all the way back to, you know, 50,000 years ago or longer. It depends when, you know, your genetics started here. And so all your thoughts of your ancestors are passed on to you. And you could be, you've been here for a lot longer than that. So it kind of depends on that. But basically you're living the life and the thoughts are the programmed thoughts from your ancestors and your DNA. So this is what you want to get out of your body. This is why we do so many clearings. These clearings are strictly all judgment clearings with different names on them. They're mind clearings. And this is what you have to shed out of yourself for the ascension process. So let me just check the fast chat here if anything else is on here. I saw the white buffalo someplace here. So we'll bring in the white buffalo energy. Somebody requested it here. So this is from the light ship. This is the original spiritual energy of the white buffalo. And if you wish to bring up the light beam on your screen, we'll just have it come through that for you. So here we go, coming in. And just kind of watch the light beam. It might change a little bit with this energy here. And just kind of relax. You can feel this energy through your heart only. It's not mind connected. We may run over a little bit on this show tonight. Don said we could do this for a little bit, so I might run over 10 minutes. So here we go. Coming in. And wonderful. Feels great to me. A lot of love and compassion energy. You may feel the same thing on your end here. Great. And we'll just do some sample healings here. And we have a question here just popped up. Is there any like prerequisites for the 4-in-1? Yes, you want to have three basic clearings before that. You need to have the emotional body clearing. This is the whole life clearing. And the cost is your age times $5. You need to have a mental clearing. And that's the same price. So if you're 20 years of age listening, you're looking at $100 for an emotional clearing and $100 for mental clearing. And then you need to have a sensory clearing. And the price for that is $200, and we go back to your first incarnation of your spirit on the planet here. And so far I've been back to, I think it's just did a wonderful lady a few days ago, and I believe she went back to, I think, 98,000 B.C., so that's 100,000 years ago. Most people incarnate somewhere between maybe 30 to 50,000. So she's an old-timer here. And that's good to know, too, because you can figure out when you came here. Some people who are very interested in when their spirit first incarnated on the earth plane. Remember, you're only supposed to have one life in the now. So typically, you'd only have one life. That would be typically 100 years. And then you have free choice if you wish to come back here or not. And that's the dark side holding you here. That's the forced reincarnation belief system here that the dark side has brought to us. So that's what you need for the prerequisites. I'd also probably recommend, if you wish to go further, definitely do the planetary clearing. This clears the energies from the planets that are quarter to you. There's probably a couple thousand of them, if not more, that are sucking away your life force energy. This, again, is another dark side energy that's condoned by the Galactic Federation here, and you know these dark energies that take life force energy from you. And the other part is the kind of the opposite of that in a sense, the other side of the coin. So that's your body. The other one is your parallel lifetimes. Remember, the light only has one light in the now, And this is how, what the light works with, one particular life in the now. So you have one incarnation, but somehow the dark side wants to use more of your spirit energy, so it creates cloned Earths, just like ours, with cloned physical bodies like us. And you're forced to go there, and you can have a couple thousand of those lifetimes at one time running. So what I think I'll do is clear those out of you here. We'll do the sample here of the emotional clearing first, then a mental. And we'll do a sensory sample, then I'll do the parallel and the planetary. So here we go. I'll go back 5 days for the emotional clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a mental clearing. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And there's some people, you know, ask me, they say, well, gee, Ron, I have so much stuff, and I know about this thing that happened to me, like, say, in 1965, and it was very bad. I don't have to know about your scenario. I don't even want to know about what happened. The light shift just clears you. So if you're worried about, in a sense, confidentiality or something, I don't even need to know anything about you. We just do the clearing. So if you're worried about that, there's no problem, because the energy just gets cleared instantly. The light shift does not judge your experiences, but they do want to get you out of the trauma so that you can hold more spirit energy. This is why they do the clearings for you for ascension. Next one here is a sensory sample. So I'm going to go back to, let's say, 100 B.C., and we'll go to 200, 300, 400, and 500, okay? So think of a physical condition that you may have now in your body, and we'll just see if this can alleviate part of it or all of it from you. So again, these are samples. They're not 100% complete because they cannot be, but what gets done is 100%. So it's maybe like 80% complete. So here we go, 100 B.C. cleared, 200 B.C. cleared, 300 B.C. cleared, 400 B.C. cleared, 500 B.C. cleared. There we go. So you should feel something happening normally. And next we're going to do the parallel lifetime. I'll just let you sit here for a minute before we do that. So I'll give you some silence for about a half a minute. And just see how your body feels. You might want to get up and walk around. And just see how these clearings have affected you. Look upon your past right now, the last 5 days, a situation that you may have encountered, and just see how you feel about it now. It should be very distant to you. Okay, next we're going to do your parallel lifetimes. And this is where your spirit goes into dark side clone planets. And I'll also do the one where you go into also dark side universes. It's the same process, except you're going into planets unknown to you. So here we go. These are cloned Earth planets with clone bodies that look like you. So we're going to take you out of 10 of these lifetimes. Remember, there's thousands of these here. The more they create, the more they can get mileage out of your spirit, because they definitely want to have trauma to live on, and your spirit gives them the life force energy. Here we go. First planet, lifetime released out of, parallel lifetime released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. So that's the ones that we know about that look like ours. This is your deja vu. And this is some of the dreams that you have about things happening to you. Next, we're going to do parallel lifetimes of planets that you know nothing about. So here we go. Hang on. This is a whole different energy. We're ready to go. A whole different team of light beings are coming on board to do this here. And they actually do spiritual warfare to pull you out of these energies. So even though it looks like we're doing this very, very quickly, there's a lot going on behind the scenes here. So here we go. First planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. There we go. I'll let you contemplate this here. See you back in about a half a minute. Okay, next we're going to do the planetary clearing. This is energy that's actually cording your body. Here we go. We'll do 10 planets for you. And these can be anywhere, known or unknown to you. Makes no difference. And again, think of a physical condition that you may have, and you may find relief from this now. So here we go. First planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. Great. We have a thing on the fast chat here. Somebody's requesting the pain body. Okay, so we shall do that. So here we go. Sit back and relax. We'll do the next last 5 days of your life for pain. Remember, this is also a whole lifetime clearing that I do for people. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you may want to get up again and walk around, see how you feel. And you might feel a little better. Some people have their bones kind of pop back into place because their muscles are very, very tight and rigid. And after these clearings, your body relaxes, and all of a sudden, your back aches go away, and you feel much better afterwards. I'll just see if anybody else wants to type in one of the clearings that we do. I'll just get my list out here and take a quick peek here. You can go to the website and check out a list of services if you want to see what the Lightship can do for you. We're going to do a place cording, okay? So what happens is some different places, maybe cities, can actually cord you. That may sound kind of strange, but this happens. So I want you to think of where you put cords into it. So think of maybe your birthplace. Let's just do that for an example here. I'm going to release you from that energy, so this should not be connected to you. Nobody should ever be corded with anything. This is also true with relationships. You don't want to have somebody else's energy running through you, even if you're married to them, because their energy is not your own. So when you have that happen to you, it's much like a psychic attack, and the energies are incompatible, and you end up having problems from that. You have more stuff. And just our stuff that we have, you know, alone is enough for us without having somebody else's stuff piled on top of us. So think of your birthplace right now, and we're going to disconnect that. I'm going to count to 10 just to command the energy. Remember, like Jesus said, you know, you have to command the energy. This is the way energies work for healing. So here we go. Now his healings were command. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Disconnect you from your birthplace, the city that you're born in, if you choose to. This is your free choice. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may be asking, well, why do I want to do that? Well, let's just say that you were born in a city that now has a lot of radioactivity in it, because when you were growing up, they had nuclear power plants there, but nobody knew about it. And the radiation is there and was there, and maybe now you're having illnesses because of that. So you're still connected to that energy. It's still coming into you. Remember, energy always comes to you the same way that it came initially. This is also true in past life stuff. So these are why these clearings are so important, to get this life cleared and also your past. And we'll do one more as far as places. Maybe you're there right now, and maybe for some reason you're born in a house, and maybe it got torn down for a shopping center. Well, what kind of trauma did that house experience? and you're still connected to it when the bulldozer went through it, or maybe it went through a fire. And maybe you haven't been to that house, you know, for 30 years, and you go back, and all of a sudden it's not there, and you ask around, they go, yeah, a fire came into the house 20 years ago. Well, you're carrying that trauma from the house. So we'll do this one more time for you. You can think of your own situation like that. And here we go. Can you get released from this here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that feels good to everybody. And we'll do a clearing for trauma. We'll just do a sample for the birth trauma here. Here we go. Count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll just put you on hold for a minute here in silence so you can actually experience these healings. So I'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, so hope that helped everybody. As you look at the list of services, you might get overwhelmed. I was kind of overwhelmed writing all these things down here. I had to keep them in my mind from people who wanted to have special clearings. Initially, I just started to do, when I started the emotional, mental, sensory, and the 4-in-1. I thought that would be enough for everybody. And because the body has suffered so much here, you know, in traumas from the ETs doing this to us, I had to create more healings. And these came about because people wanted to have more and to feel better about themselves and to get more into their bodies. That's why the list is so long. And I can even add more to this than what I have down here. But it's a good start. Don't get overwhelmed. Once you have your emotional clearing, then that gets rid of about 95% of your stuff, because that puts you more into the moment. And you don't have to keep recycling your past baggage. People always talk about the baggage that they have. And they go over it and over it and over it again. And, if you wish to do this, it takes about half an hour to an hour to do, depending on your age. And then you're free of your past. You know, 1 hour is like, you know, all you need to do. There's no processing on your part, because the light ship does not give you the earthly type of healings down here that people go through, where you have to keep regurgitating and bringing up the past. It's done. So it's a clearing that's instantaneous and it's thorough. You only need to have it one time. And that's done. So let's go to the light ship, people. So like I said, we'll probably be about an extra 10 minutes longer here. So this will not work on the archives, only because we still have the ETs out there abducting people. And I don't want somebody to think they can request inside of their head to go to the light ship and then think that they are. So that's your own precaution. You don't want to request this here. So this will work live on this show. If you are listening to it on an archive, you will feel the energy from the people going up, and you can listen to what's happening, but you will not be on the light ship. So if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along for healing, you can. They'll go to their own particular teams. The healings are done between you and the light being doctors. Each team is typically 3 doctors, and they're different life forms, and you're at free choice to decide which one you wish to have, administer healing for you. So here we go. I'm going to bring you up slowly to the light ship. So if we have any seers online, you're going to be able to actually see the white light tunnel. This is the same thing that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Here we go. We're going up, so I'll count to 10 slowly so you can actually feel the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're on the light ship. And if you're a seer, you're going to see a lot. And you may actually feel energies if you're a feeler. Right now they're scanning our bodies. If you do have any animals or pets along with you, they're going to your own particular healing modalities right now. And the light ship will talk to you through mental telepathy to all these different light beings there. And we're going now into the room where they scan our bodies. They check out our DNA to find out what type of being we are and also what our problems are. It shows up in our DNA. And next we're going into the room, which is the orientation room. And this is where you're at free choice to talk to the doctor teams. You select your doctor teams for the session, and they can show you different types of procedures that they can do for you. And they can also tell you up there on the light ship, you know, what your problems are and what you can do also down here to help yourself. So some people actually bring back that information. And if you don't have any information that you can pick up consciously, it may be given to you later. So here we go. We're going to be going into the first room. And this room is pretty standard for all the different light ship healings. This is what we call the hot tub room. And we're right now inside of some red gel in the hot tubs. We all have our own individual hot tubs with our own individual doctor teams. So it's not like having a big party in the 60s here where we all go into the hot tub. We're all individual. Our energies will never mix with anybody else's. And in this room, we'll be in this room throughout this session here. And there's different types of colored gels in the hot tubs for different types of detoxification. So if you happen to see a different color one, like gold or silver or maybe brown, violet, there's all different colors. Some have golden little specks in there, like fairy dust moving around. Some have silver. So it's up to you what you go into and the type of healing that you need. Now we're going into another location, and we're going to go into a room where they're going to help us with physical pain in our body. This room here is also pretty standard for most of the sessions that I do, and I do these sessions on Mondays and Fridays for $20 for 1 hour light ship healing on a conference call line. And this room is where you talk to the doctor teams, tell them what your problems are. Remember, they only work with physical problems with our bodies on the light ship healings. So again, we're in these rooms, so I'll just request a healing, and I'll just have you have some silence here for about a half a minute as you're doing this process. And you may want to possibly put your hand on your body. People like to do that sometimes where they have pain. And maybe after about 20 seconds or so, kind of move around and just see how you feel. Okay, in another location, this is where they're working with the joints in our body. We have our hands and our feet in some solution. It kind of looks like coffee to me, so I kind of like a dark brown colored solution. It's very airy though, and we're kind of wiggling our toes in it now in our hands, and you may want to actually do that. If you haven't done it yet, you might be actually moving your fingers and your toes automatically because you're doing that up on the light ship now. And you're sampling the energies here. And you may want to actually check your body in about 5 minutes here to see if your joints work better. We're going into another location. This is where they're going to help us out with our immune system. So if you do have any concerns there, again, you want to request healing. So the reason why I keep mentioning to you to request your healings is because the light ship, the light beings, always sees you in pure divine perfection. So what you have, say, wrong with you is what you're experiencing as a experience, and that experience is perfect. They're not going to take away your experience. So what you're doing is they see you in perfection, so you're just requesting to have another state of perfection. And for us, that would typically indicate a healing process where you go from maybe pain to less pain or no pain. But to them, it's just strictly your request, and they'll start to work with you because they just see you having an experience, and it's up to you to request a different experience of what you're going through. Remember, the light does not judge any creation that you or it created. Everything is pure divine love energy. Okay, we're going into another location now. And this location is where they're going to be working with our kidneys and our bladder. So again, if you have any concerns there, also they're working with our reproductive organs, so you can request healing too. In many other rooms at one time, I can only see one room at a time as I bilocate there instantly and tell you what I'm seeing, that the light beings are doing with you. So I'll just let you feel this energy right now. We're also going into a room where they're going to be working with our immune system, so you may actually feel your body heating up a little bit here right now if you have a problem. So again, just request your healing, and I'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, and now they're working inside of our mouth. So you may have concerns there, maybe a tooth infection, a gum infection, a cavity. Maybe you have a sinus condition. So they work with a lot of head-related situations. They can work with tonsils too. So again, you want to request your healing. We're placing some colored lights inside of our mouth right now. They're very small, and these will also help us to eliminate some infections that we're having. So again, just sit back and relax, and you may feel energies moving in your body. They're also now working with our lungs and our heart, and you might feel your breathing change slightly. So again, I'll just allow you to experience this here. You might want to move your fingers and toes again. Remember, they work with our joints. Move your shoulders around. You might have a little more freedom. So I'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, wonderful. And now they're working with their skin. So the light shift, we do a session for people. If you're interested, they do facials. And I do two sessions. The cost for the two sessions for 2 hours is $150. And the light beams work with your face and your skin. And I've had wonderful results from people. So anyway, if you're interested in this, I do this process also. But we're going into a room now, and you might feel your skin getting kind of tightened up around your cheeks, maybe underneath your neck. And so the females are doing this for you right now. So this session will last probably about 5 minutes here. So if you do feel your skin changing a little bit, you might have tingles maybe on your cheeks and forehead, that's because they're working with you. And again, you want to request your healing, and they're doing this to you. Another team now is working with our shoulders, taking away tension, working with our back muscles. So again, you might want to just get up right now and walk around as you're doing this process. Remember, we're up on the light shift out of time, or they're physically walking around also. And the time has changed. Down here we're in linear time, and we're in the light shift time right now, which could be much greater than what we have down here. So I'd just say everybody get up and walk, maybe do about 20 steps. And I'll see you back in about 1 minute. Just kind of stretch and twist. And just see if you feel a little taller. Might feel even a little bit younger. See you back in a minute. and is still working with our lungs. So you may find your breathing changing a little bit. You might have a deeper breath. We're going to go into one of the oxygen rooms on the light shift, the different types of oxygen that they give us here. And we're going to bring down here to the earth plane number 14. I'd like everybody maybe to inhale and exhale maybe two or three times. And you're going to start to feel this energy come into you, into your lungs, and it will actually be a little different than what you're used to breathing. So just do that right now. And if you're yawning a lot, that's good too, because you're releasing negativity from yourself. Let's bring in number 27 right now. And here it comes. They'll be here again probably in about 10 seconds. So again, you want to inhale and exhale a few times. And here comes number 45. And if you notice, each one of these are a little different. Some oxygens feel lighter, some feel heavier, some are easier to breathe. Some actually have a different like fragrance. Sometimes your tongue might feel a little different. So they are different oxygens. So here's number 45. And they also work with your body in different ways for healing. We'll do one more for everybody. This will be number 38. Okay. And for those of you who like the energy of Jesus, we're going to go into the room on the light ship where he was created. It's one of the very special rooms there. And we're walking into the room right now. I'll count to 10, and you're going to be able to actually feel the energy of the Spirit of Jesus. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you wish to bring up the picture of Jesus on the screen in front of you here, just scroll down a little ways here, and you go underneath the light being here. I'm trying to get it right now. I had a different page on here, so here we go. And go underneath the blinking flower to the light being, and then underneath that you're going to see a picture of Jesus, and you may want to click on that. There's three little icons there, and just click on Jesus and it'll get larger on your screen here. This is a picture that someone drew of him. We'll just energize that right now for you. So here we go. And just kind of watch the photograph here. And you may actually start to see it get brighter. Normally the picture becomes more three-dimensional. And you're going to start to feel the heart connection from the picture to your heart. Remember, this is not mind energy. All these healings are from the heart center. And the light ship only works heart to heart. This is where your spirit resides. They do not work with mind energy. Sometimes some people talk about the mind of God or something. That's strictly mind energy from the God plane. It's nothing to do with the light ship creation energy. That's the dark side, attempting to clone the light, which doesn't work. But it is effective for some people. And you get entangled more into the darkness. So here's a picture of Jesus. It's being energized fully. And you can only connect with this heart to heart. And this is the way you want to do your connections throughout your life, is not use your head, not use your mind, use your heart. And allow your spirit to be the gateway for any energies that come into your body. Okay, we'll go into one other room here. And we'll go into the room where they're going to help to bring you more energy into your body. So if you're kind of tired, you may wish to have more of this energy. If not, it'll just give you a big boost of life force energy. So here it comes. This will be another oxygen room here. So if you need to go to sleep, you may want to ask to have the oxygen coming to you. That may give you the ability to go to sleep easy. Otherwise, if you want to be awake a little more, this one here will probably do that to you. So this is your own request. So here we go. I'll count to 10. The energy will come in, this oxygen, for healing. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it's here. Okay, so we'll start to come back from the light shift. So we're going into the orientation room, and the light beings are talking with you using mental telepathy. The healings are between you and them. And we're now going into the transporter room where you're being joined with your animals and your pets if you brought any up. And we'll count slowly as we come back down here. Maybe you're up out of time, and that connection will leave you once we disconnect here. So here we go. Coming down, so I'll count from 10 backwards to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now we're here. The light shift connection now is disconnected. So you may want to just stretch here. If you notice, we were out of time for probably, 20 minutes or so here. And I'm having a conference call. If you like this here, it's a week from today on the 15th. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And just connect with me either through an email, or you can just scroll down and get the phone number, go to the website and connect there. You can pay for it online also. It's a 4-hour light shift healing ascension call, and it's just wonderful. We do water charging too on it, so you want to get 7 containers of water. And that'll be next Saturday, the 15th of November. If you like what you just got through experiencing, like I said, we have these Mondays and Fridays. The cost is $20, and the light beings do physical healings with you. So I'll just be signing off here. A little late for some people back east here where I am right now, but you may be fully energized, so just hopefully the last oxygen is going to help put you to sleep a little bit. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and I'm having one more workshop, I will say, here in New York. It'll be at the ARE Center this coming Thursday in Manhattan. It's 241 West 30th Street at 6:30. And the cost is only $20, and it's, I believe, from 6:30 to 9 or 9:30. So if you want to have some questions answered about the light shift, just show up. And hope to see you there if you're on the East Coast here. Our next show is on Monday, and the time for that on Station 1 is at 4 o'clock PST. And actually, it'd be 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and I hope you enjoyed your healings tonight. And these are all samples that we do for you, so you can see how the light shift works, how easy it is to do. And it's up to you. How much do you love your body to do these healings, to get your body out of the aspect of the traumas and dramas that you go through? Remember, because each time you do that, you're actually causing your physical body harm. So it's up to you to have the consciousness to release yourself from that. And then that naturally gives you a much better life. So I'll be signing off here. This is Ron Amatron. So blessings to all of you. And have a very wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.